Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shivakrishi Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th Chapter, 39th Verse. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are eagerly waiting to hear from you, Prabhuji. Please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, we don't have an introduction today.
Mataji, today Sureshwar Shyam Prabhu is not available.
Okay, Mataji.
Yeah, Prabhuji, please take over, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, we cannot hear you.
Okay.
Now we can hear.
Can you hear now?
Yes.
Okay. So I was just telling that thanks to everyone for coming and joining us on this conference call, but especially for giving me the opportunity. I'm very, very thankful to the management. So we will be reading Canto 6, Chapter 16, page number 39. We will do some prayers. Om Agyante Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं नमसजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं श्री कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदनाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णा पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यधिशतारिणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकैर्भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिके ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय गौरव भक्त वृंद की जय। सो किंग चित्रकेतु इज मीटिंग सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड इज प्रेइंग टू हिम अबाउट द क्वालिफिकेशंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड डिवोटीज। सो द वर्स इज काम धियस त्वय रचिता न परम रोहंति यथा करंभ बीजानी ज्ञानात्मनि गुणमय गुण गण तोष्य इन द्वंद जालानी। Important, right? Rohanti means they grow, like produce the bodies. Rohanti, karambha bijani, sterilize their pride seeds. They don't grow sterilized seeds, or they are pride up. And aguna mai, mai, who is not affected by the material qualities. Guna means the material qualities. And guna, ganataha from the material qualities, and dvanda jalani, the network of dualities. Duality means good, bad, male, female, rich, poor. Then that's a duality. So heat, cold. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O Supreme Lord. This is being addressed by King Chitraketu when he meets the Lord and is praying to him. A person's obsessed with material desires or sense gratification through material opulence worship. So they worship you through the material opulence. They worship to the Krishna, who are the source of all knowledge and are transcendental to material qualities. They are not subject to material rebirth, just as sterilized or fried seeds do not produce plants. So people who are worshipping for some material opulences, they worship the Lord, and but because they are worshipping the transcendental Lord, we are body, but body cannot be satisfied by something material. Body is group of together senses, and it is material. Body is like a rented house, and rented house, how long you can live there? You have to vacate it. So same thing, that if you worship the demigods, like everybody, they worship Kamas, Jnana, Prapadyante, and Devata. They worship so many demigods. But after worshipping demigods, the results are temporary. When the demigods also, they leave their body, and their bones are also left. And when we die, all the bones, they are not with us. They are all gone with the body. So we should always worship the transcendental Lord. And even if it is with some material desires, they don't have to take rebirth. Just as sterilized or fried seeds do not produce plants, living entities are subjected to the repetition of birth and death. One who has taken birth will die because they are conditioned by material nature. But since you are transcendental, one who is inclined to associate with you in transcendence escapes the conditions of the material nature. Conditions of material nature is birth, death, old age, disease. These are the conditions of the material nature. Aradi, Devik, Adi, Bhautik, Adhyatmik, all these tap are there. And so, but we could be saved if we worship the Lord in transcendence, and we worship, or we, there are different ways of worshiping the Lord, but that's what Navda Bhakti is there, and chanting is there, Prashadam is there, Dham is there, holy rivers are there, holy saintly people are there, the deities are there, the temples are there. So this is component Bhagavad Gita, wherein the Lord says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti surjana. So one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Krishna. If one simply engages in Krishna consciousness to understand Krishna, he surely becomes immune to the process of repetition of birth and repeated birth and death. It is clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yaktva deham punarjanma naiti. Naiti ma meti sorjuna. Such a person, simply by engaging in Krishna consciousness or understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, becomes quite fit to return home back to Godhead. Even those who are obsessed with material desires may also come to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead so steadily that they go back to Godhead. The fact is that if one comes to Krishna consciousness, although he may have many material desires, he becomes increasingly attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna through associating with the Supreme Lord by chanting his holy names. The Supreme Lord and his holy name are identical. Thus, he becomes uninterested in attachment to material enjoyment. The perfection of life is to be uninterested in material enjoyment and interested in Krishna. If one comes to Krishna consciousness somehow or another, even for material gain, the result is that he will be liberated. Kama, dvesha, bhaya, sneha, whether for the satisfaction of the material desires, because of the influence of envy, because of fear, because of affection, or because of any other reason, if one comes to Krishna, his life is successful. So it's a very nice verse. It is encouraging that even we go to Krishna for some material reason, or something to satisfy the senses. But if you go to Krishna, not to demigods, that's very, very important. And so if we go to Krishna for whatever the material reason, but going to the Samam Bonam, the Param Satya, Purna Satya, Param Satya is Krishna, Satyam Param Dhimahi. So Satya or Purna Satya or Absolute Truth is Krishna, from whom everything is emanating. So if you worship him, Om Akam, like in Bhagavatam also, Akamah Sarvakamova Moksha Kama Udaradi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yaje Purusha Param. So Param Purush, that is Krishna, So akamaha, you go without any material desire. Kam means desires or material desires, you may say. But akama means without any material desire. There will be spiritual desires that is there. Desire you cannot finish. Sarokamo, or you have lot of multifarious desires to enjoy the material nature. You have moksha kam, or even you want to become free from material entanglement. Moksha. Moksha means liberation. Liberation means we have to repeated birth and death, we could stop or go to Vaikuntha Loka where there is that is liberation, that is moksha also. But Sayuji Mukti, that you can merge in the Brahma Jyoti, it does not happen, it's a misnomer, but you could remain in the Brahma Jyoti, Trishang Siddha Loka, you might say that. And there are other kinds of liberation, Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sarsti. So Sarsti means having the same opulence as the Lord. Samipya means you are very close, sitting close to the Lord. Not only sitting close, but Samipya, Sarupya, you could have the same form like Jai Vijay, and they have the same form as the Supreme Lord. And Salokya, in the same look. So like somebody, we have a chair. Our chair is in the same look, same planet, and we are very close to the Lord. And then Sayuji means you are usurping the chair of the Lord. Means you want to become Namo Narayan, you are God, I am God, why I should worship you? You have no qualities. So Mayavadis are Shunyavadis are Buddhist. They are all of the same nature, practically impersonalist. They also worship. God is not impersonal. He is a personal, he is a form. Impersonal feature like Brahma Jyoti is his effulgence, and Paramatma is localized aspect. So there are some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. We will go through that. That we just read Kamat, Krodhat, Bhayat, Snehat, Yatha, Bhakteshware, Mana, Avesh. This is from 7th Canto, Chapter 1, Text number 29-30. Avesh Tadadham Hitva Bahavahasta Gatim Gata. Many, many persons have attained liberation simply by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activity. What happens? Krishna knows what is best for my devotee, and he makes them forget about his plans to enjoy the material nature. Although he gives them the chance, like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj wanted to get the bigger kingdom than his own great grandfather, even bigger than Brahma. And Krishna came, he gave him the darshan, and then he gave him the kingdom that he could rule for 36,000 years. And then Saptarshi were rotating around that. So much opulence. But he was never attached to that. When Krishna came and saw the Narayan, then he says, Swami Kratarthosmi Varam Nayache. That Swami, I really do not want this all this over means your benedictions. I'm not looking for any benedictions. I do not desire that. I want you. You are like a diamond. I should be having a broken pieces of glass. But nonetheless, Krishna gives that. So by seeing also, by many people in the Kaurav Pandav Yuddha was there, Kaurav Pandav assembly, and then at the Kurukshetra, and they saw Krishna, but they did not recognize that he is the Supreme Lord, and they were doing all their activity, and they did not get any liberation. So unless you serve Krishna, unless you understand that he is the Supreme Personality of God, and I must worship him. So by body, mind, words, actions, everything. Body means you have to act with the body. These senses are there. Senses are Hrishikesha, Hrishikena, Sevanam, Bhakti, Uttama. That we should do the Uttam Bhakti by engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses. Hrishik means the senses. And Hrishikesha means the master of the senses. So we have to serve the master of the senses through our senses. So they are So how the receives Krishna's mercy? Simply by concentrating one's mind upon him. So one may be great, whether one approaches with lusty desire, inimical feeling, fear, affection, or devotional service. I shall now explain how this one gets the mercy of the Supreme Lord by ekehi kurta, vyavasayatmika buddhi ekehi kurta, by concentrating the mind on one focus point on Krishna. That's why Rupa Goswami is writing in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that if you have attachment to the material nature, if you want to enjoy your family, home, wealth, wife, children, relatives, country, society, then don't go to the bank of the Yamuna River at the Keshi Ghat, because there is a boy. He is standing in his 3-foot tall, very, very beautiful. And he will attract your mind or enchant you in such a way that you will never be able to return back to your family to enjoy that. In some material things, Krishna is so attractive, all attractive. He is like Madan is Cupid, and he attracts the whole world. But Madan, Krishna is Madan Mohan, that he attracts even the Cupid. And then Radharani is even more, you may say, more superior to Krishna, in the sense that she attracts even the Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan Mohini. So if a bona fide listener hears of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, which seem to be lusty affair, they are not really lusty affair. It is, and I will explain to you that why it is not Pargya Bhav, or the lusty desires in his heart, which constitute the heart disease of the conditioned soul, will be vanquished. Means the lusty desire in the heart, or a lusty person, will go away if they chant the holy name of the Lord, or if they see the deity form of the Lord, and he will become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. If one who hears the gopis' lusty behavior with Krishna becomes free from the lusty desires, certainly the gopis who approached Krishna became free from all such desires. Similarly, Shishupal and others who were very much envious of Krishna and who constantly thought of Krishna became free from envy. So this Shishupal was the cousin brother of Krishna, but he was demonic, and he cannot really see that Krishna is worshipped the first. Krishna is glorified so much in the assembly of Yudhishthira Maharaja's kingdom. He wanted that Krishna should be worshipped, and then Shishupal is put up that he is a vala and he does such and such, and he is not even a king, and why he should put him on the such exalted seat. There are many, many other people. They should be sitting on the high throne. So they did not wanted him to be the chief of the guests, or the topmost that everybody should worship. He became very envious from his birth. He was very envious when he heard, because he had some 3 eyes, and then when Krishna went, that eye or arm disappeared. And then it was foretold that whoever, the Shishupal, that whoever by touching, or whomever he sees, and if his hands, extra hands and disappear, then he would be the killer of that boy. So he became very envious from very birth, and he wanted to. So envy is there in many, many people. Somebody is rich, somebody is poor, but one should not become envy, because whatever you have done in the past, you get it, you get your result according to your karma. But what would happen with envy is that you will burn a life long. And it is envy, irsha, is more dangerous than even becoming, putting yourself in the fire. Because not only in this life, the things continue in the next life also. So Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness because of their affection. Because of affection, when the mind is somehow or other fully absorbed in Krishna, the material part is very soon vanquished. Because Krishna is not only attractive, but by his mercy, he removes our seed of doing some sinful activity. Like if you are at atonement, does not remove the desire in the heart. And the proclivity is always there. Like people are put in the prison house and they work hard and they are there for 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, whatever number of period. But when they come out, again those desires pop up. If somebody is a thief, he will be start stealing again. Somebody is a murderer, he will murder others. So what is the cure? So prisoner should know, or the jail keeper or king should know, that if they chant the holy name of the Lord, then the proclivity to do the sin will be finished. This is everything is we study from Srimad Bhagavatam, Sadhu Shastra Guru. And if they tell you, one should use that rather than making your own way of plans or thinking your own concocted ideas. So if you fully absorbed in Krishna, because he is completely transcendental, we are not transcendental. Our body is separate, but Krishna is completely transcendental, means his body and soul is not different. His body is the same as the soul. You may say, why there was blood coming out when Bhishma Pitama, he shoot some arrows and he became very angry and rushed Bhishma Pitama with a chariot wheel. That is just a show. That is just this, that atheist, they don't want to accept that he has a transcendental body. Sometime Gujarat, he leaves his body. It's really there is, he did not leave the body. But anyway, even if it is leave, it is Krishna's arrangement. He could do anything. But Krishna is Krishna. He does not have a material body like us. When the mind is somehow or other fully absorbed in Krishna, the material part is very soon vanquished. Material part means a desiring to enjoy the matter. And the spiritual part, attraction to Krishna, becomes manifest. This indirectly confirms that one, if one thinks of Krishna enviously, simply because of thinking of Krishna, he becomes free from all sinful reaction and thus becomes a pure devotee. Example of this are given more further. My dear King Yudhishthir, this is Narad Muni is telling to Yudhishthir Maharaj, gopis by their lusty desires, Kans by his fear, Shishupal and other kings by envy, the Yadus by their familiar relationship with Krishna, you Pandavas by your great affection for Krishna, and we the general devotees by our devotional service have obtained the mercy of Krishna. So mercy of Krishna does come if we put our full concentration on Krishna. And that's why that you don't go to the bank of the Yamuna at the Kesi Ghat, because once you, Krishna will attract you. And that is attraction is the best. Krishna means all attractive. So different times according to, like we discussed about Sayuji Mukti, which is a misnomer. Sayuji Mukti is not good. Sayuji Saloke Saruke Samipya Sarsti. So our, according to our desire, which is called, so according to our bhav, ye yatha mam prapadyante tans tathaiva bhajamyam. If our bhav, our emotions are there attained, so Krishna sees your heart. Krishna is bhavagrahi janardhan. He understands our bhav, what is in the heart, and he rewards us accordingly. Tans tathaiva, he also, bhajamyam means he also rewards or reciprocates with you in that way, according to your bhav. So bhav comes, it is just before the prem of with Krishna, there is a bhav that is emotional, that you are so much crying for Krishna, want to see the Krishna. Here that gopis by their lusty desire, which were based upon their intense love for Krishna, became the most beloved devotees of the Lord. Although the gopis at Vrindavan expressed their lusty desire in relationship with a paramour, Parkyaras. And I will explain to you about this Parkyaras. And they actually had no lusty desire. This is significant of spiritual advancement. Their desires appeared lusty, but actually they were not the lusty desires of the material world. Chaitanya Charitamrita compares the desire of the spiritual and material world to gold and iron. Both gold and iron are metal, but there is a vast difference in their value. The lusty desires of the gopis for Krishna are compared to gold, and material lusty desires are compared to iron. So Kans and other enemies of Krishna merged into the existence of Brahman. But why should Krishna's friends and devotees have the same position? So Brahma Jyoti, Krishna's enemies like Shishupal, his Jyoti came, effulgence came out of when his head was cut off by the Chakra, Sudarshan Chakra of Krishna, of Shishupal. Then a Jyoti came in and entered the foot of the Supreme Lord. And of others like why the devotees, so it is not the same. Devotees' position is different. Devotees develop love of Godhead and go back home, back to Godhead and Krishna's abode in Golok Vrindavan. But other people do not have the same thing, same position. Krishna's devotees attend the association of Lord as his constant companion, either in Vrindavan or in Vaikuntha planets. So, either they are, means the, our only aim should be to serve Krishna wherever he wants to keep us, whether in Vrindavan, whether in a village, and if we just serve him wholeheartedly, that's what Krishna wants. And it's not that one should desire to go to Golok Vrindavan. You could remain here and serve Krishna. Whatever maro biya rako biya jogi chuchyo tumar. Ya aslishyava padaratam pinastumam adarshanam marmatam karatuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lambato manas mata prananathas sa evanapara. He is our prananath. And whatever way we want, he wants to keep us, we remain and serve him. And serve his devotees. Similarly, although Narad Muni wanders in the three worlds, he has exalted devotion for Narayan, Aishwaryaman, attraction for the Narayan that Narad Muni has. He is in a Dasya Bhav. like just Hanuman ji is in a Dasya bhav, but Nanda Maharaj, they are in a parental affection. But gopis are the most exalted. Now I will speak about this Parakiya bhav and others, what exactly they are and how we could think of Krishna. And so something between, in any circumstances we have to come to Krishna. Life is successful if in any condition we think of Krishna. Like forgetting our attachment of this world, we are so much attached, our wealth, family, home, belongings, car, name, fame, they are all going to go away. But attachment to Krishna, that will bring us to our original position, back home, back to Godhead. Krishna is a different person. Krishna is a person, but he is not like us. Like we read in the beginning, appearance and his activities. If we could understand his appearance and his activities, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, that has been quoted by Srila Prabhupada in the commentary. So Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvata Tyaktva Deham Punar Janma Naitima Veti Surjana. That after giving up this body, we do not have to take birth again. So that is important part that we to understand what is his janma. His janma is not like us, ordinary janma, not by force. It is divya, it is transcendental. Transcendental is out of this material world. So if we know by truth, tattva means the truth in absolute. If we know them in the heart, that he appears by his own desire. He appears by yoga maya, yoga maya means not this material maya, but it is that his activities for Krishna, that yoga maya helps him, not that yoga maya his servant. So he appeared into the heart of Vasudev, or you may say Nanda Maharaj, then transfer to the heart of the Devaki or Yashoda Mai. Then he was there. Then it went to the Garbhashay and he appeared. It's not the ordinary janma, like his nal or umbilical cord was never cut. And so, and his activity are not like ordinary. One may say that he's a hero, he's a big kshatriya, he's a big yodha, or he's a cowherd boy, but it is beyond that. That he is lover of all, he is creator, he creates whole universe. Not only one universe, millions of universes, material world, spiritual world, every activity. He knows our all the past, whatever we ate. We don't know what we ate yesterday or day before yesterday in the morning or what thoughts, but Krishna knows all these things. So he is not like us, his activity is different. See, killing is not his job, it is Krishna, and in the Krishna's there is Vasudev comes and he does all this killing job. So one may say that he's a political person, he's very beautiful, he's special. He is not one of us. He is not of this world. He has so he gave like this knowledge to sun god long, long ago. Sun god means Krishna is saying that both you and I were there, but you have forgotten, but I don't forget. Krishna's body does not change. Krishna's body is not different from soul and soul. Krishna's soul and his body is same. It's made of Satchit Ananda. His Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda. Sarva Karana Karana. His cause of everything. But our body is different than the soul. Body changes. Every material thing changes. But the soul does not change. Same thing, Krishna never changes. He remains in his age of like 13, 14 year old all the time. He's always youthful. His body is not like us. Our body is asat, and we forget. Advaitam achyuttam anadim anantarupam adhyam purana purusham navayo namcha vedeshu durlabham atma bhakto govindam adhi purusham tamaham bhajani. Like the sun, it appears and then it seems it disappears. But he is somewhere else that is rising. Sun is always there in the sky, but it is our own eye how we see him. So love And so, because we are attracted, three reasons why we, Krishna means all attractive, why we don't get attracted to Krishna. Although Krishna was there and everybody saw him, when he, and even this Duryodhan, he saw him, Krishna went there as a dut, messenger for Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then he tried to bind him or put him in the prison. Krishna showed his Virat Roop, but still he did not really buzz from his intention that I would fight. So three main reasons: that neglect of the spiritual life, then it does not dawn us. It's a too much material life, it's like almost intoxication. Too much earning for too much attachment to the home or paraphernalia or position. How long it will last? But we should be attached to Krishna, not to material world. Then personal form of the Lord, we are fearful. Oh, Lord cannot have a personal form. He is impersonal. That is also completely nonsense. Krishna, he has created so many personalities. Why he, if you go, your father, million times above. And if it is Krishna is our main seed giving father, so why he would not have a form? There is form in every leaf and branches of the leaf, the snowflakes, everywhere. All the waves are there, but they are all different. So why we should be thinking that Krishna, the origin of everything, has no form? And so that is another thing that we cannot understand Krishna. Because why the personal form? Because if the personal form, there is envy, there is kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mada, matsari, everything is there. So we think that if God is great, then if he has a personal form, these things would be there. This six ripu would be there, shatru, are our enemies. But Krishna is transcendental to all these things, and we should understand that Krishna don't have all these things. And because of this is vaidyism and impersonalism. Vaidyism means a shunyavadi, that oh, this material world, what is the use? There is nothing. It is all void. It is all maya. And then we don't, just like Buddhism is vaidyism. And other than Buddhism is impersonalism, that God has no personal form, no attributes, no qualities. So, but why God has, you have quality and he has no qualities, he has no attributes. So this is just thinking is not good. So we should take shelter of Krishna and surrender. Serve the Lord under bona fide spiritual master. From Shraddha, Ado Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivratti Shar. And then there is Nistha, Ruchi, and then we come to the stage of bhava and prem. So we should desiring to enjoy with Krishna. And Parikshit is asking question, why did not, like Parikshit is asking some questions to Sukadeva Goswami. And we will discuss this and about the Parigyaras also, that people have seen Krishna and why they are not liberated. Because they did not desire that. They did not serve Krishna. Because we are not robots. We have given a minute independence. And by misuse of that independence, we may surrender to the material nature or we may surrender to Krishna. So independence should be according to the Shastra and use it for Krishna's service. Because he is the Samam Bonam. We should not use that independence for our own sense enjoyment. He is the master of our senses. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Uttama. Rishik means senses. Rishikesha means the master of the senses. And Rishikena, by the senses, we should serve the master of the senses. So, Parkiya, Bhav, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is not according to the material Nayak, Naika, or hero and heroines. It is not like that. Parkiya, Bhav, because there is so more surrender, more remembrance. But Krishna is the real only Purush. Purush means enjoyer. And Prakriti, we are all part of the Prakriti. Whether male, female, any jiva, everybody is a Strilling. Means Prakriti. And Prakriti has to be enjoyed by, Prakriti means the nature, has to be enjoyed by the master of the Prakriti. Krishna has many, many energies. One is internal energy that is all manifested in the spiritual kingdom. That is internal energy, and even everything paraphernalia is all of the internal energy. Then there is marginal energy. We are part of the jiva soul, are part of the marginal energy, and there is external energy. That is what we see in the material world. That is external energy. So Krishna is the master of all the energies and is the only purush to enjoy. But we want, so we have to offer to Krishna like a bhoga means one our pleasure, our enjoyment. So we should offer everything to Krishna, and his mercy or prasada, we can accept that. But only to the extent that our body and soul are together, are not to become greedy. The human being has become so much greedy and envious of each people, and they want to buy hook or hook. They want to collect more and more. But even in the material nature, if birds are there, you put a bag of rice or anything, they will take whatever they need and go away. And the bag would be there. But the human being would go and just bring the bag at home and just to enjoy more and more. So for Krishna, there is no par. Par is three or par. They are all his anga. We are also his anga. So there is no par. His many, there is male, female, whatever that we call them, they are all part of Krishna. So whatever we have our relationship with Krishna more than a married woman have with her husband. Our husband has more for his wife. So Bhagavat clearly explains this, and that by hearing about this Gopis Rasa dance, we become free of the lusty desires. So lust is Nijendriya Priti Vancha Tarnam Kam, means lust, and Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Tarnam Prem. So we are looking for Prem. Krishna is looking for Prem. He became from one to many, Ekovai Bhavsham, just to exchange the relationship of love between each other. Love without any material desires, without any sensual pleasures. So it is not apapatti. He is, Krishna is sitting in everybody. Everybody who has a body is sitting as Paramatma, Atma, and he is the real Parampati of everyone. So if we have a bhava with Krishna, that is what, how we reciprocate with Krishna. And so Krishna reciprocates, but they have completely given up. So there was a kalpanic marriage was also done, but that is more details about this. But in reality, we all belong to Krishna. We are do not belong to our own earth. And then just a little bit more about Ajopisan Avyayatma Bhutanam Ishuropisan Prakatim Swamadhisthaya Samhavami At Maya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entity, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. It's not that he is Golok Vrindavan, he expands and he comes and he goes from one, his Leela is finished, he goes to another planet, another universe. So he's continuously, just like Alat Chakra, his Leelas go on continuously from one to another. And his Leela also goes on. Leela means for play, for enjoyment. Our is not Leela. We are forced to appear, to take birth in certain family, whether rich, poor, whether with a silver spoon or golden spoon or whatever it is. We don't have any independence, but we think that I am free. And that is another misnomer. Because sometimes we are in Maithunagar, we are not free. Sometimes people who are addicted to wine, then they are attached to the wine. Without that, they cannot live. So much so that even with a tea, you cannot work, you cannot wake up, and the tea is controlling you rather than you are controlling the tea. So his appearance in his original eternal form is his causeless mercy bestowed upon the living entity so that they can concentrate on the Supreme Lord as he is and not on mental concoction. Imagination. So he comes here, so we don't concoct. We know that this is the form of the Lord. Like even in the temple, he comes in because it is his energy. The metal or marble or stone is his energy. And he can appear just like a king could go into his prison house because it is his energy. It is his. So he can go to the prison house. Even like prisoners may think that he's another recruit, he's another prisoner, but he's the master of all that. So we also think that when Krishna comes, we think he's like one of us and he has to go through karma and reactions are there and such. We should not really blaspheme Krishna or think him as an ordinary person. we should not concoct or imagine. So impersonalist, Mayavadi and Shunyavadi, Mayavadi, they think that Krishna's form is impersonal, or they think that Mayavadi are more dangerous than the impersonalist. Mayavadi think that they are also Narayan and he has no attributes. So we forget everything about our body, what we did, but Krishna never forgets anything. So Krishna appears for two reasons. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthaname adharmasya tadatmanam sajamyaham and paritranaya sadhana vinashaya dukkatam. That is, regular incarnations, like Krishna, there is name of Krishna in another millennium or another, say Krishna came in Dwaparyu, but his name is also Krishna, but original Krishna in his home, he comes only in one day of Brahma, in 1000 Chaturyugi, not in every Chaturyugi. So he is, although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction. Although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers, yes, Eko Devo Nitya Leelanu Prabhu. There is only one God, not many gods. And he is the one who is controlling everything, he is the master of everything. And we should concentrate on him. And so Krishna, we will little bit more about Krishna and his sweetness. There are four sweetnesses of the Lord. One is his Rupa Madhuri, and his sweetness about his Bansuri flute, Leela Madhuri. His Leela are in so many activity to play. Prem Madhuri, that bottomless his loving relationship with Krishna. Like Krishna, because of his prem with his mother Yashoda, although he was not mother, Yashoda was trying to tie him down, but she could not, because Krishna is the whole universe. Is everything is in his own body, although you may not be able to see, but how mother Yashoda could tie him. But when Yashoda Mata was with love and with, she was so much tired, so much endeavor that she made, and Krishna, out of his affection, out of his mercy, he agreed to be tied down. So, just like in the ocean, the straw just jumps up and it just dances. But same thing, that prem or love of Krishna is so much with Krishna that we also start dancing with Krishna. It makes us and God also dance. So another is Venu Madhuri and Rupa Madhuri. And that's why Bilom Mangal Thakur was saying that he's so much sweet. Madhuram Madhuram Vapurasya Vibhor Madhuram Madhuram Madanam Madhuram Madhugandham Gandha Mardusmita Imaita Dahe Madhuram 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 Madhuram. So his, you all understand that his Madhuri is so much that even he will look his own reflection in a pillar. But he will, who is this boy? But it is he himself. That he cannot even recognize that it is, he is Krishna, he is the same form. So, but his most important form is when he is with Radharani, he is the most beautiful. That's why Madan Mohan and his Madan Mohan Mohini, so both together, that is the best sweetness of Krishna, because there is a competition. Krishna is sweet, Radharani is in the service mood, she wants to serve Krishna and relish that service. Service to Krishna is always a relationship. If they are real devotees, like cleaning the temple or bathroom or anything, if one is a devotion, is there, they should serve Krishna with wholehearted. So Radha Sange Yada Bhati Tada Madan Mohan. So with Radha Rani, their sweetness increases. In form of Jagannath, Sai Krishna, Sai Gaur, Sai Jagannath. So there is Jagannath and they are not different. So just some story about this in Bhagavad Gita. It says that Yoga Kshema Mahamyam. So he says that yoga and shame, whatever is not there, he gives it, and shame means he protects that. Yoga Kshema Mahamyam. And so one Brahman was there, his name you may say, Bhagavad reciter. He had great faith in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Read every day, and he will sleep with Bhagavad Gita with him and recite the verses. And then he would not go to bed. He had a wife and children, and one time nothing came to them. Nobody brought anything. So they were all hungry for 2-3 days, and wife got very, very angry that you just sit here and just think that Krishna will bring yogas in Vahami Aham. I myself will bring. So he was just waiting that Krishna will bring. He had full faith, but wife did not have the faith. So she went and crossed over the 3 red lines on that particular verse of Bhagavad Gita, Yogakshema Vahamyam. Then after some time, Krishna and Balramji came, very beautiful form, which brought so much paraphernalia that his whole house gets filled up. And then she was very, very happy that, yes, but she says that you lie down, take rest, I will cook for you, and please take prasadam and don't go. But they said that we cannot eat because our tongue has been cut at 3 places, those 3 lines on the Bhagavad Gita words. So every word of Bhagavad Gita is important. We should not really imagine or make our own way of explaining that. It has to be explained as it is. So that is about Gita part. There is one, a devotee thinks of Krishna anywhere. This Parmeshti Darji, and Lord Jagannath. Parmeshti was a very wonderful cloth maker. The King Hussain Shah sent him some very, very nice cloth with the gold jari and borders, and I asked that you make the pillows. So he made the pillow, very beautiful pillows, 2 pillows he made. But then he thought that Jagannath Rath Yatra is there and one pillow should go to. So in his dream or imagination, he's thinking that Jagannath is sitting on his chariot and one of the pillow got burst, that is called Pandu Vijay. And so Daitapati and devotees were lifting him and putting to the next pillow because he's so heavy. And then one of the pillow got bursted. And so he, in his love, he offered that pillow of the king. And king, after the Ratharatra was finished, then the king was asking for his pillows. He gave him only 1 pillow. He says, where is the second one? So he told it, Jagannath took it. And he said, Jagannath Puri is so far, how he can take it? It's not, you are telling lie. He put him in the prison. And then the Lord Jagannath came in the king's dream that he is my servant. It was, everything belongs to me. And if he give me, is it your father's property? So he gave him, like, he immediately went to the prison house, got him out of the prison house, put him on the, he worshipped him and he paid him his obeisances and he took him all around and gave him so much wealth and everything. So saying is that everything belongs to Krishna and Krishna reciprocates with this. There is Dasya Bauri. Dasya Bauri is a devotee of Krishna and he was always in meditation on the form of Lord Jagannath. So when he came up to Jagannath Puri, Rath Yatra, and he came home, his wife served him in a plate that was made of the clay, red border around, and there was rice, white rice, and then there was a blackish, like this bangan sabji, that was black. So just seeing that, he remember, oh, this is Lord Jagannath, that is his face, how I can eat, and he started dancing by seeing it. So one can see Krishna everywhere. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvatra cha mai pashyati. Esha anna pranashyami sacha mena pranashyati. I do not go away from such a devotee. I will remain with him. And he is with me and I am with him. So about little bit about his form, that one should meditate on the form of the Lord. In his name, that is the most important. Name is like a seed that it could give us. Naam, then Rupa, from the name the Rupa will come, then there is his qualities will come, his Leela would come, means his pastime and his Dham, his devotees, everything is come. So, but we cannot see that. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet graiham indriyai sevan mukehi jivado swayam eva ispuradada. That Atha Sri Krishna Namadi, Naam Adi, Naam means Naam, Rupa, Leela. Na bhaved, by this material blunt senses, we cannot understand him. Sevan mukhe, but if we serve Krishna by all means, by our hearts, serving, that means not just remembering, that is one thing, that is good, but also we should use our tongue, our body, our senses, and our wealth, our possession, everything in service of Krishna, because everything belongs to Krishna. Isha vashyam idam sarvam yat kena jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhujita ma grada kashyat svidadhanam. We should not think that it is all mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. So anyway, it is very difficult to get even by the Vedas. He has Ananta Roop. He is the Adi, beginning of everybody, but he is Anadi. Yes, there is no beginning of him. He is always there. So Ishwara, as I told you, is Param. Ishwara is only one Ishwara. All others are demigod. Demigod worshippers, as we explained, that they worship so many devatas, but there is very short term, and they go away, and they cannot give everything. They cannot give liberation. Param Satya. So his roop, like everybody is worshipping Krishna. Krishna means all attractive, is Kamdev. And so different people, they see, think I'm differently. When Krishna went to this Rangshala where Kansa was performing like his some yagya, then Rangshala. So Krishna's body, like everybody looks him differently according to their bhav, like Raudra, Dukha, Srangar, Hasya, Veer, Vatsalya, Bhayanak, Vivarshan, all kinds of that is there. All this Palwan, this Chanur and Mustik, they think him as if he's a Vajra. And then the ladies, they saw him beautiful as Kamdev. And then his parents were seeing him as if he's as his child, little child. The Gwalas, his friends, Gwalas, they saw him as his their friend. The demonic people, they saw him that he is the king and he will punish us. Kansa saw seeing him as a death personified. And yogis, they see him as a Param Tattva. That people who see the Virat Roop, the universal form, they become very, very afraid of him. And then the Premi Bhakta, they see him as their lover. In this way, Krishna is seen. So Krishna's Vapu are the... Krishna is not different in his body and himself. We are different. We have the body and we ourselves is the soul. One time I was at a State Bank of India in Indore. And there was a manager. I met her. And then I told her, you are doing so much. And we are not the body. We are doing everything for the body. But what about the soul? What you are doing for the soul? I give her Bhagavad Gita. And she says, so she even resigned from that post that I have not done. I have done everything for my family, for this. But what I have done for myself? So ourself, that we have to really serve Krishna, understand him, and according to, so this name has everything. Barha, that Krishna comes when he goes to graze the cows, then so many people, they line up there, and then it is a description of Krishna for his Roop Madhuri. Barha pidam natavaravapu karnayo karna karnikaram Vibhradvasah kanaka kapisham vajayantim chamalam randhranvenor adhara sudhaya purayan gopa vrandair randharanyam swapadaramanam pravi sadgita kirtihi. So this is his kirti, that he has more pankha. Barha, barha means the more peacock feathers. Barha pidam natavaravapu. And then he puts a yellow karnikara, kaner, the flower, and he wears that very shiny pita vastra and vajanti mala made of 5 different flowers. And then he comes like dancing to the Vraj. And then his footsteps, that they made the place very, very beautiful. And his Venu, so Venu is his flute, that is his. He's giving pleasure to everybody by that flute. Krishna has 24 and a half moons, 10 in the fingers, 5 fingers, 10 fingers we have in the hand, 5, 10 in the fingers of the foot, both foot, and then there is a mukh, mouth, kapol, that is gal, is more chandras are there, lalat is heart, lalat the chandan bindu, and so padanak, karanak, mukh, kapol, kapol means gal, the cheeks, kapol doya, lalat, bindu, and half is, these are all full chandra, but his forehead is half moon. So that's why there are 24 and a half moons on the face, on the body of Krishna. So, and devotees, they always discuss about Krishna. So main part here, it has been like in this particular verse that we are reading, this 39th verse. The main thing that we learn from there, that if we go to Krishna with any even material desire, we get purified, not by going to demigods. So there is no need of worshipping the demigod. You directly go, we are children of Krishna, not children of demigod. And he has a place. Everybody has their place in the spiritual world. We can go, but you could serve him even in the material world, wherever he is. So all our material desires are gone, and he purifies our material desires. One may say, he purifies and I won't get what I want. No, he gets much more than his spiritual world. Krishna is waiting, and his filthy, he has everything, all everything in the, all the universes belong to him. And he is waiting that we could enjoy all that. But we are trying to just enjoy just petty things and forgetting about Krishna. So we should not forget Krishna. We should remember him. We should not have this. Is what is the definition of bhakti? Anya bhilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyana vrta. Not covered by material knowledge and our act, karma. But anukula Krishna. That Krishna becomes pleased. Anukulina Krishna. Silanam bhakti ruttama. Not by fruitive activities or philosophical speculation, but pure devotion. This is called pure devotional service. And devotional service is there. We have, we are devotees of the Lord because we are children, but it's a coward. So anyway, I will end here. If there is any comments or questions about this verse or any another spiritual topic, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
See, one devotee and worships Krishna, how much more he could get, even if the demons, even if the, if they have a proper like say Kansa, but his concentration was that he will kill me. He was very much fearful. He are by envy, just like Shishupal or gopis by, but gopis had not calm desire like what we think here in the material world. So we should always never think that gopis went, that is, calm world activity seems the same, but it's completely different on a different level. Okay, so okay, go ahead. Sorry Hare for Krishna. Interpretation. Hare Krishna.
Nothing, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It was really a very wonderful class. You started from the different kinds of liberations, and then you went to Gopi Bhav, how they express, and you went that Krishna is inconceivable. I really used to think how this, how Krishna is leaving his breath for such a long time, so that all these material universes are created. And we are sustaining, and in this it's one breath, so many living entities are coming and going. So that is unimaginable. I really couldn't understand that. But it's, he's really wonderful. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. And the two stories which you narrated, that the Brahmani was...
Gita Panda.
Yeah. So she just strike out the words, and Krishna and Balaram, they came and they helped them. So that was really wonderful. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So devotees, any questions, please go ahead. So Prabhuji, whatever it is, we have to depend only upon the Lord, is it right? So even the power, right, of the material desires, if we go to the Lord, is it, so I just want to know whether my understanding is correct. So for material desires, we go to the Lord. So till we turn our face to the Lord, Till then, we will be having our material desires. So till then, he will keep on sanctioning those desires, or what, Prabhuji? Or he can change us also.
According to our karma, we get the results. But if you go to Krishna for asking for more material things, he will give you, but he will change your mind that you won't get attracted. You will get attracted to Krishna and not to the material thing. Just like Guru Maharaj, he wanted more bigger kingdom, but when he saw Krishna, he says that this is like a broken piece of glass. Why I should not give away my diamond? You are diamond. I have obtained you. Why I need all these things? So Krishna will change in a way, subtle way, that because Krishna knows that we are foolish. So he somehow that he would not give us the material things, but material things, they do come. I'm not saying that he would not give. He will give us the material thing. But at the same time, he will give away. We will forget our materialism and we will get attached to Krishna and then engage in devotional service rather than engage in something to enjoy the matter. Because matter is temporary, short-living. It is just in our mind and it is not perfect. So I wanted to just say something that he knows our mentality and he will purify it. And just by materialism, our mentality would never get purified. Just going to matter by our own endeavor. So why not put Krishna in our prayers or worship Krishna or learn about Krishna, and then he will purify us. Or even material desires, he will supply or not supply. That is something different. Nobody remains hungry or bereft of anything. They will have everything. It is our own arrangement in the material world that one has cheated and taken so much from others. But as Krishna's arrangement is full. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. So everything that is left over is complete. And so we should not worship Krishna for material things. That is not proper. But even if you worship him, that's what this verse is. Akama va sarva kama va moksha kama udardhi. And udardhi, that even if you have moksha, but you worship Krishna, tibrena means pointed. Tibrena bhakti yogena yajit purusha param. That we should worship param purusha. That is Krishna. So what your question is, that whether should we go to Krishna? Yes, you can go, but he will purify your mind and you won't be attached to material things. But rather than going to demigods or different people, why not to go one serve, just like a little well, and you go to the big clean river. You could have everything there, not just for fetching and for drinking water. You could wash your clothes, you could swim, you could have a boating there. So everything with Krishna and very little things with the material world. Material world changes, like six changes are there. They are produced, even the universes and everything. They are our body, all the living being. The six changes are, we are born, we live for some time, we grow, and then we produce some byproducts, then we dwindle, and almost we die. And this material body is not, we are not the material body. We are a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So we should serve and surrender to Krishna. And rather than think, because material things we ask, then you go through so many life bhavarna in the material world. This material world is like a ocean, big ocean, and you cannot get out by your own energy. So better that let Krishna come, some guru that you accept. Our body is a sudhrad boat, human body is a strong boat, but it needs some captain of the ship. He needs the patwar, like something that pushes. So mercy of Krishna pushes us to the shore. And the whole puddle of the material world becomes so small that you could cross with a footprint of a calf in the season, any season in India now. And cows, little baby cow, they walk and they make a little print on them. And some water gets filled up. But any even child can cross. So this is Bharanava. Our ocean of material becomes so small that anybody can cross if you are a devotee. And Krishna also comes when you are drowning. He also comes to Garuda and give your hand and pull you out of this material entanglement. Because this material, nobody is happy in the material world. Everybody more, more, more. But at the end, everything is have to live, remain here, and it will be more. One should, yes, I'm not saying that one should not earn, you should go earn, but not that you become intoxicated with that. Kamahi nari piyari jimi, lobahi priji midam, timi raghunatha nirantara basa harda shri ram. That, yes, to maintain the body, family, you require something, but not that you are the body and everything you give to the body. You are the soul, so soul's care should be taken by serving Krishna, by chanting his holy name, by bringing the people to his, because everybody is his children, bringing them to their back home or to their senses. Like if you have a last children, you bring them to the lotus feet, means feet of his father, then father will be happy, child would be happy. So we should bring all the living conditioned souls, we are all conditioned soul back to Krishna. As much as we could do, we can't bring everybody. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna did not bring everybody. But we should try to bring other living being at the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why chanting loudly is important. So thank you so much. If there is any other questions. So you could go to Krishna desires also, and he does fulfill.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was really very wonderful reply, Prabhuji. So whatever desires we have, whether it is material or spiritual, even if material desires, if we go, Krishna will make us to have it as a spiritual desire. So that's the great classic example is Dhruva Maharaja, which you had given. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. So I could see one raised hand, Ramdas, Prabhuji.
Thank you for such a wonderful class. Please send my humble obeisances all glories to Srila Srila Prabhupada.
My obeisances to you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
My question, Guru Maharaj, is we're talking about Bhavs before, and Narada Muni serving as like Das, and Inanda Maharaj serving in Vatsalya, and then the Gopis and Madhurya. How do we, my question is, how is it revealed to us in modern ISKCON or, our Bhav? Is it just kind of become self-evident at one point, or is it, sorry, I have a background noise. How do we understand our Bhav?
See, everybody has certain Bhav from eternally, and one is satisfied when he comes to that bhav. Like Hanumanji would never like to become like Sita Maharani or any another bhav. He is happy in his dasya bhav. So Narad Muni is also kind of like a dasya bhav. Somebody is in a vatsalya bhav, and that is an eternal relationship. That is called Swarup Siddhi. You come to that and you become that. Temporarily you could change your bhav, but otherwise naturally it will remain same. And one would be happy in that way. How do you know what bhav you are? That is by your activity, by your spiritual master. And you will also know when you come to the devotional level automatically. One should not act whimsically or mimic that, I am a gopi and wear certain sari or dress or put on a clay pot. And that is artificial. So, not that somebody has to reveal you, but you will know yourself and Krishna will reveal to you in the heart. And when you go home, back home, you will come to your real position. That is Swarup Siddhi. You will go to the, but you could serve even in this body to Krishna, in this life also. That is also with our whatever bhava, whatever best we can do. We should not distinguish lower service or higher service or whatever comes in the way or whatever is best. You do it all for Krishna's service, thinking that he is my master, his whole soul, rather than thinking that I am the master. I am the enjoyer. I am the proprietor and all these things. We are not proprietor of anything. Our body also don't belong to us. Body belongs to Krishna because it is all his energy. Even our soul also belongs to Krishna. So we should have the mentality with a simple heart, simple living, that I am servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayur Das Dasan Das. I am Das 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 miles away. And that feeling should be there. You may act in whatever way, whether as a devotee, temple president, as a whatever position that is, you continue that. But feeling in the heart should not be that I am very great and I am very learned. That would be a proudy thing, and we should try to avoid all that. Although it is very difficult to conquer kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mada, everything, but by practice gradually, by one lifetime or more lifetime, we could come to that level. And we should not be envious of anybody else. But envious like Shishupal, anyway, he was a doorkeeper, Shishupal and Dantavakra. So there is envy with Krishna, that is their own play with a master and a servant. But we cannot just say that he was envious, so I can become envious and still become God conscious. My spirit soul will enter Krishna. We cannot think in that way, or should not think in that way. Does it answer your question, Prabhu?
It does answer my question. And it appears that it will become self-evident over
evident. Time. He will become evident to you.
Mm. So my next, I have a follow-up question that your answer had given me a different type of question. You know, we heard that Shishupal was envious of Krishna and was still received the ultimate goal. And, so many devotees, you know, the gopis, it was said, were lusty for Krishna. But one thing I thought of is pride. You know, many devotees, we can be proud of our position, because you were mentioning we shouldn't be proud of our position. But is there a way to have pride for Krishna? Is that also, will it eventually give us the ultimate goal to have pride in our Krishna consciousness or our position in Krishna's service? Is this going to help us at some point?
See, we should not really mimic others. Somebody is a pride, and why I should be proud? I can be proud that I am servant of Krishna. I am a devotee. I am chanting. I follow the regulative principle. But not showing to others or thinking that, not being proud, but humble. Pride, that means you think yourself to be very, very great. But we should be very humble. And try to become lower than the star. Shranadapi sunichena taro eva saishmana. Amanina manadena kirtani sadari. And we should doing our activity. Why to be how it will help us to become proud and showing to the public that people, if they recognize you as a temple president, as a good teacher, as a good lecturer, that's fine. But he themselves should not feel that he is such a learned or such a great person. That is a pride. But pride is material thing. Anything material can be used for Krishna in spiritually, like Hanumanji became very angry, and then he burned the Lanka. So that is fine. So you use your pride for Krishna to preach everywhere, to become give nice lectures, to bring others to Krishna's lotus feet. That is all right, but not that you feel in say like Guru should be worshipped as good as God, as Krishna, but he himself is a servant of Krishna. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastra Uptastata Bhavyata Eva Sati Hintu Prabhurya Priya Eva Tashya. He is dear to him, but not that he is God. He should never feel that way. Although so many people are worshipping, but he gives the credit to his spiritual master, like Prabhupada, who never took any credit or praises. He says it is all because all my Guru Maharaj are my disciples. He is nothing. So that should be the feeling for everybody. The aspiring devotees, we should not feel that I am such a great and become proud of that. It will material and it will put you down.
Well, thank you, Ramaj. I will, definitely work on this. I think it's called Pratishtha.
Right.
Yeah.
Puja La Pratishtha. Puja, yeah. Particular, La, that there is a Prophet, adoration and distinction, that I am separate than others.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Very difficult.
Oh,
yeah, it's the last, it's near a Maya, this Puja La Pratistha. It is Maya that puts you onto that position and makes you fall down.
Well, I really hope I can be saved from this in some way or another by Krishna's mercy. I'm
sure you beg for that. Stay with people who are very simple and serve them, then you will develop that kind of tendencies. Okay?
More than okay. Very amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that wonderful answer. So we have to tolerate. Though it is like, for me, I'm saying, we read, we hear that we have to tolerate in all the situations. But when that provoking situation comes, it's like a test. So I myself, I don't get that control over me. So I just react. So I feel that I am somewhere lacking in my sadhana at that time. So can you advise on that, Prabhuji?
Oh.
And when we react, is it said that the karma is formed? Is it true, Prabhuji? Like how it is?
Yeah, karma is already there. Whatever you do, any action, that is your karma. But if you react to that in a way, then that will make a permanent like impression. I'm not saying permanent, but every action has a reaction. So you do activity according to the scripture, Sadhu Shastra Guru, rather than your own way, and let them decide about you or about any questions that you may have according to the Shastra. It should not be concocted. So can you repeat your question once more?
So my question was like in provoking situations, I'm unable to, we react to whatever it is. All that what we hear that in provoking situations we should tolerate, it is just theoretical. Practically that application is not there. So in that case, when we react, that karma at that time, it's been doubled. Is it right, Prabhuji?
We should not react in a provoking situation. Like as you said, we should tolerate that provoking situation, not to speak or go away from that provoking situation. We start chanting the holy name of the Lord. So associate with more those people who is creating the provoking situation, and associate with more proper devotees, more pure devotees, that would keep you more calm down rather than provoke you for anger or something else. I know it is difficult and you react. It is difficult whether it is in the family, with children, with husband, wife, everywhere that provoking situation comes. It is because of our material desires, like profit, adoration, distinction, we cannot tolerate. But we should tolerate in the service of Krishna. We should associate with those people who are very meek, humble, and who are fixed in their service, rather than getting calm, krodh, lobh, moh, mada, matsarya. So it has been said that if you put, these are all Vegas, Vacho Vegam, Manasa, Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udrupasta Vegam, Etan Vedan, Yubishet, Veera. Then that kind of person could make the disciples all over the world. So that Vega means, it is like you said, provoking situation. That Vega means intense desire to enjoy or to, like speaking, Vacho Vegam, speak. Somebody said and you want to speak. And the mind also goes. Krodha, anger. So these are very nicely described in Upadeshamrita. So if you could read what Prabhupada is explaining about these things.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't see any more questions or hand raise, but really very wonderful class for you. Thank you so much. I really want your response in future also.
Thank you.
please come frequently on this call and give us such a good Harikatha. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So with this, we can end the call here with Vaishnava Pranams and devotees. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Prabhuji, we need your blessings also. Hare Krishna, please pray for us all. Vancha His Grace, Sham, Vishi, Prabhuji, Kiji.
Jai. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Hari Bol, closing the call. Bye bye.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.